Chapter 22, The Fourth Parable.
Once more he showed me trees, some in bloom and some shriveled. And he said to me,
"Do you see these trees?"
"Yes, sir," I said. "I see some in bloom and some shriveled."
"Those that are in bloom are the righteous, who are about to live in the world that is coming,"
he said.
"For the world to come is summer for the righteous, but it is winter for sinners. When the Lord's mercy shines forth, then the servants of God will be visibly distinguished. So all will be visibly distinguishable. Just as in summer, the fruits of every single tree come to light, and we recognize them by their kind. So will the fruits of the righteous be visibly distinguished, and it will be known that all are flourishing in that world. Heathen and sinners, the dry trees you see will be found to be dry and fruitless in that world. They will be burned as firewood and will be visibly distinguished because their activity in life was wicked. Sinners will be burned because they sinned without repenting. Heathen, because they did not know their Creator. Therefore, bear fruit so that your fruit may be known in that summer. Keep away from numerous occupations and you will not commit sin. For those who are engaged in multiple occupations also sin much, because they are distracted by their occupations and fail to serve their Lord. How can such a person ask and obtain anything from the Lord without serving the Lord?
He said,
"His servants are those who will obtain, but those who do not serve the Lord will not obtain their requests. However, if a person is occupied with only one business, he can also serve the Lord. For his heart will not be corrupted and turned aside from the Lord. He will still serve Him by keeping a pure heart. By doing this, you will be able to bear fruit for the world to come. So will everyone who does the same."